from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, with that said, let's talk about the Falcons, guys. This hour, again, brought to you by all Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. The deal with the Falcons is they have an off day. Tomorrow we're back up there. We've been telling you all day. We'll be back at Hooters Mall of Georgia Wednesday and Thursday up there. And, you know, where this team is right now, okay, are they going to sign any new players in light of the injuries, okay, whether it's Moore, Trice, Helms? So they're bringing in guys, and we've been talking about this. The Simmons deal, there's nothing to report as of yet. It doesn't mean that they might not like what they see or what they've talked about, or maybe, Mike, that they are going to get a deal done, but nothing to report as we speak. And so somebody said to me, all right, the longer this goes, it's bad news, right? Well, look, this isn't a situation where you're competing with other teams. He already visited the Saints. Maybe he comes here and leaves, and it doesn't mean that they don't get a deal done. Maybe he's just checking all of his options. I do think, Mike, though, they're going about this the right way. You got to look at everybody right now.
I mean, like, maybe the agent's just looking for a better signing bonus. The money is going to be a part of this, but they're not going to spend too much on the dude.
Agreed.
But he is an upgrade. Look, it's better than Richie Grant. It's better than DeMarco Helms. You could argue based on experience. He's older than those guys, but he's been there and done that. And all of a sudden, you got guys with Pro Bowl experience. Jesse Bates, you know, it really is. He's number one or two as far as best safeties in the league. But I'm more focused still on the front side of the defense and taking the pressure off the back end. We spent a lot of time today talking and yesterday about the corners. Kevin King, even though he's been out of football for 2 years, looks pretty good. You know, they still like Hughes. Hughes was on the team last year. They seem to dig him. You heard the Clark Phillips conversation with Steak earlier today. So maybe it's not as bad in that cornerback room, but, you know, for me, the edge rush. Help the back end by getting the quarterback on the ground so you have all day to pick apart those guys on the backside.
Yeah, listen, secondary is so hard when you talk about having a great secondary where you have great safety play. Again, like Legion of Boom, right? You had great corners, you had great safety play, but they also had a tremendous front seven.
Right.
And that's when all of that comes together and you're getting sacks and turnovers and all the things that make up a great defense. That is what makes the difference. Raheem Morris was asked about losing Braylon Trice and what it means for the defense.
It's always tough when you use a rook. You know, you use a guy that you're about to count on the edge to be able to have a role and be able to find his roles and all those type of things. But, you know, I'll give you the cliche. It's got to be the next man up mentality, which always happens. And that's always going to be the case. But he was defining a real role for us where he was a guy that can play on first and second down. He brought some pass rush and some of those things. So you got to find it elsewhere, right? JSW who goes out there and gives us a nice first down reps. You got AK that goes out there and gives you a nice third down reps. And now you got to get it from somewhere else where you expecting this guy to really ascend and do some really good things for you. But I don't like losing people at all, particularly when there's a guy, a rookie that really was a nice pick and was doing a great job and doing some really good things for us out there on the football field.
Carving out a niche. Mm-hmm. This is what I was talking about when I said he was going to get significant snaps. Yep. Is he a starter for you? Sometimes in the NFL, we get so caught up with that. I always talk about who's playing in the fourth quarter when it matters most.
Right.
Who's on the field on third down, Mike, in a situation where you got to get off the field. Braylon was one of those guys, to Coach's point, that was carving out that niche. So How do you replace that? What do you do? You said that there are some guys on the edge that seem to be stepping up.
Yeah, I know yesterday when we were at practice, I don't know if we mentioned this yesterday, but former Georgia Bulldog Lorenzo Carter, who's, you know, he's had decent, you know, good seasons, but never got over five sacks in a season, looks the part. Maybe he can get some traction. He did have what would have been a sack on Penix, but that comes back to also Penix maybe not sort of identifying what's going on defensively. Maybe that one extra count that he's holding the ball. But
for
Carter
sure.
did get there for what it's worth.
No doubt.
But I just – look – I'd love to think, but you could also argue that guys who have had three sacks, four sacks, five sacks, three sacks, they're not going to just pop for 15, you know, unless Big Chuck Smith is coaching them up for something. I don't know, but it just seems to me Lorenzo Carter, he kind of is what he is. We'd love to see more from him, but
yeah,
he's a solid piece.
I'm with you, Mike. It's a slow build, right? This is why I'm high on Ebukadi, because 6.5 or whatever last year, you can build on that. You can say, you know, getting to 10 is not unrealistic. That's where he should be. And if that happens, then maybe, you know, in his third or fourth year here, we're going into now you've developed where you feel like you're comfortable enough to be a double-digit sack guy every year. But I'm with you. If you've been in the league 6-7 years, this is what I say about all these guys. You're not changing who they fundamentally are. Doesn't mean they can't play. Doesn't mean they can't help you. But if you're expecting 15 sacks from Zoe, I don't believe that's going to happen.
Hey, by the way, you just mentioned Legion of Boom. I went back. I looked at the 2014 Seahawks. So just real quick, look at these. And this is from PFF, quality starters. They had Michael Bennett. They had Cliff Averill. Cliff Averill was a guy we were begging to get here in Atlanta for a time. Bruce Irvin, Bobby Wagner at linebacker, Kevin Williams, Malcolm. They had rotational guys for the defense, to your point. But that just helps everybody. It's all interconnected. And, of course, you mentioned that amazing secondary, Sherman and Maxwell and Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas.
Yeah, Chancellor was a great safety. And that's when DQ came here, it was the part that we didn't understand, football was evolving. He had done it there with right. Cam Chancellor and them. He comes here and he goes and gets Keanu Neal. And we went, what is he doing? He knew how important that safety position was to what he was trying to get accomplished.
Right.
So we talk about it now. Free agency. We go get Jesse Bates. People lost their minds. What are they doing? That's stupid. Why do you do that? Because the safety position is changing the National Football League,
right.
And it plays such a huge role into how these coaches scheme. So if that guy's good, Mike, it makes everybody else around them better, but it doesn't mean that you just, you know, you lack on the corner position. We still need, I think, another guy to step up. Now, is it going to be King, as you talked about? Because Jerry Gregg talked about Kevin King. And what he has to prove has to do more about his physical capabilities. Listen to this.
Well, to me, I think he can. It's going to take some time. You know, number one, it takes trust from coaches that he's been out for 2 years. You know, so do we trust him enough to get out on the football field? Okay, Miami, yep, we've seen that. Now can you put it together again against Baltimore? Can you do it against Jacksonville? And then all of a sudden, you know what, then you let the chips fall where they may. And I think if he's on this team, you'll see a guy that can make some plays. You know, Kevin, he has great ball skills. He knows what he can do. And then, like I said, I like him because I know what he can do. So now you just got to prove to everybody else.
Yeah, and I think that's why he's here.
He
said, I know what he can do because Jerry worked with him.
And that's one of the things we talked about. There's always that familiarity. So we're going to see if there's still nothing as far as adding a safety just yet. And one other thing, you know, we're just talking about edge rushers. Guy, I don't think we've mentioned too much this offseason and now into the preseason. D'Angelo Malone.
Yep.
That was a third-round pick. You know, Cedar Grove, a Hilltopper. And that's a guy that also looks the part. You know, I mean, size-wise, he looks like he could be the dude. He was getting some second-team reps yesterday. But that's a guy that, you know, man, if these guys, we always talk about Ebukadi, if these guys could just elevate their game, or are you just, you are what you are, in which case, maybe you should be talking to Judon or Hassan Reddick or the teams that own their rights and try to make a deal.
No doubt. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Falcon Report brought to you again by our friends this hour, by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. One other thing, Kyle Pitts, we played the interview back morning shift, had a chance to visit with him. It's online at odyssey.com. For me, I've been telling you offseason, we're almost to the season. Most important piece on the offense. If he can be the difference maker, this thing opens up in a completely different way. And Kyle Pitts says that Kirk Cousins has been telling him a lot of different things. How does he apply what Cousins tells him?
Just competitive excellence. He's been, like I said, he's been around a lot of ball, so he's seen, you know, great tight ends, great receivers. So it's just for me to listen to what he's saying and apply it.
Yeah, I hope, again, that he does and is able to apply a lot of these things. But, Mike, we said it. He hadn't had that since Matt Ryan.
Yep, and he's a dude that we think is going to have a breakout year. By the way, at some point we're going to have to do those over-unders that Chris likes to set right before we start the season.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.